The Mishnah Berurah told us that with regard to a synagogue that does not have a Sefer Torah, Nochon Likros B'chumash below Bracha. A person should not just say, okay, we'll just go straight to Musaf, but rather they would take a Chumash, and of course without getting any Aliyahs, they would just read straight through, and that's how a person would hear the laning on that particular Shabbos. Vigam says the Piskei Tshuvos, Hamispalel B'yachidus, Loshama Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. Let's say you're in Shabbos, wherever you may be, there's no Sefer Torah, you're all by yourself, maybe in a hotel. So again, doesn't mean that just because you're in a community or in a place without a Sefer Torah, that you should not go through the laning. Rather, Yikrul Atzmo as a parsha of a Haftorah mitoch Chumash. You still should read in this situation, because you're by yourself, the parsha, as well as reading the Haftorah from a Chumash, again, of course, without the brachos. Now, it's not only referring to a place where there is no Sefer Torah. It's possible that there is a Sefer Torah, but fortunately, the Sefer Torah that they have is possible. So, it's brought down with regard to the concern of the potential of the Sefer Torah becoming possible. It says, Ki halacha psuka b'shulchan aruch. It's pretty straightforward. She'asar elishos yosim b'shulchim yom Sefer Torah shenim sabotaos. If there is a real mistake found in the Sefer Torah, and let's say it's correct, you find it on Shabbos, obviously you're not going to correct it on Shabbos, but maybe you can wait a few months, 6 months, maybe you wait till you have a whole bunch of mistakes you'll find, or whatever. No, you have to correct it as fast as possible, and you should not wait 30 days, for the obvious reason that it's possible after 30 days, you may just completely forget about it, and you'll start laning from it. And you'll be, of course, learning from a Apostle Sefer Torah, which is a problem. The Sarach Lizdareh is a person has to be careful to fix this Sefer Torah if it's possible to do so. Or, Lugonzo Kishi Evshul Asachna. Let's say the mistakes are so many, and it's just something which is just not any more repairable, then, of course, it should be placed in you can say one sec. I know a lot of other communities that they're not so particular on this 30-day time limit to correct the Sefer Torah. Truth is that we could probably find some schus in their favor, so as not to say that they're completely off. Because, of course, many communities are blessed to have more than just one Sefer Torah, and therefore, even if one Sefer Torah is possible, then mostly Chshelu Likros Sefer Torah possible. They're going to know that this Sefer Torah is not the one to lean from, and therefore they'll just keep it aside for many, many days, more than the 30 days, but it's not an issue, because after all, we're not going to lean from it. We have plenty of our Sefer Torah. We call Malcolm nonetheless Gedolim, the Tzadikim, How you machbidim with Darez Agil Sakin Atios Akai Mashnemar Tishkun Boylecha Abel. That when it comes to trying to remove, as the Pasuk says, any potential flaw within Olecha, your tents, which could refer to having a puzzle Sefer Torah, even though you have many others, and you know that you're not going to learn from it, but why would you want to keep such a Sefer Torah in your midst when there is the possibility, the potential of maybe someone using it, so therefore it's certainly better if one can to have all their Sefer Torah fixed. Umasha Hamitul Achrona, he says it's found in the Achrona, in the later generations, which is referring to us, as Bedikas Hamachshin, with regard to a not a sofer that checks the Sefer Torah, but a computer. Hatzarek es Sifrei HaTorah b'tefillin mezuzos, that they're able to scan or comb through the entire text of whatever is being checked, whether it be an actual whole Sefer Torah, tefillin, or the couple paragraphs found in a mezuzah. Ve'im yesh chaser o yeser misgalim miyad, that in the event that there would be a missing word or even a missing letter, or if there'd be something added to it, an extra word, an extra letter, it's something which these computers are able to spot and pick up immediately. So the Piskei Tshuvos says that since we have the ability to live, we're fortunate to live in a technological age where we could have these Svarim checked in such a fashion. Kivon shematzius mochicha she'af achrei hagos momchim misgala alidei hamachshev baharbi sifri Torah chaseros v'yaseros. He says that even though you might have had a mumcha, an expert, sofer, examine this sefer Torah, the tefillah and the mezuzah, but we found in many situations that after doing so, when we would scan it through this special computer, that they would still be able to catch mistakes, that there would still be letters or words missing or added. Therefore, we fall into this category that as much as we can be mavar, as much as we can investigate into a matter, we are really required to do so. Therefore, since we're all human, and therefore even the greatest sofer going through an entire Sefer Torah, or possibly even Tefillin Mezuzahs, may miss something, which they would hopefully not do. But when it comes to the computers, computers are more reliable, and they're going to catch it. So therefore, even though you might have had your these things checked, it's preferable, says the Piskei Tshuvos, to also have it checked by these machines. The Chal Chiyuv Livdok Sifri Torah Bedikas Machshav. He says that there is an obligation. He says it's an actual Chiyuv that it should be checked in this fashion. V'zocha Doreinu. And we are fortunate to live in this generation. L'tikun HaMitzvos Elu L'salad Koitzin Mekerim Beis Yisrael. That we're able to remove any of the thorns, so to speak, from the vineyards of Beis Yisrael, which means that there's absolutely no question, and we are 100% positive that our Sifri Torah are 100% legitimate, because not only can they be inspected by man, but also in this new technological fashion. Ach, bevadai for sure. Does it mean that all you need are these wonderful computers? No. Endless topic with bedika samachshav. It's not enough to use these machines. El tzarich gam because mumchim kalocha who kminhag midori doros. One cannot forego the sofrim. It's necessary that you should still have them check it. Vegam kinei legalos negios umachikos kalos because they will be able to see if there are letters that are touching one another, or possibly if there's small parts of the letter which is erased, which is something which these machines do not use. And in fact, I was able to come across, in whatever way, that I looked at a mezuzah, that on the mezuzah it's wrapped on the outside, that it was checked by this particular machine. And that means that there are no missing letters, and there's no extra letters, extra words, missing words. However, if you would actually open it up, and a sofer who is much more meticulous is not just looking if there's a missing letter, but he's also looking, as you said, possibly those two letters are touching one another. It's possible that if you look at a letter, it's there, but it may not be completely there. There may be a little bit part of it which is has been erased. And therefore, as the Piskei Tshuvos tells us, it's great that we live in this generation, that we can have it checked in that fashion, but it's also necessary that it should be brought to a sofer so that these other things can be checked as well.